Why should I live in history, huh? Hawk, I don't want to know anything anymore. This is a world where nothing is solved. When someone once told me time is a flat circle. Everything we've ever done or will do, we're gonna do over and over and over again. And that little boy and that little girl, they're gonna be in that room again. And again. And again. Forever.
Cole, you couldn't manage to get shot?
Next time.
Thanks for not doubting us.
Never did.
Here they come. Marty! Our hero!
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pole News Network. Thank you for joining me this weekend. What are we going to talk about? Oh, we got a great... Wow, what an awesome, jam-packed, exciting weekend we have. We'll talk about... The only thing we're going to talk about today is the ISIS... The terror attack on Moscow. It was definitely not fucking ISIS. It's the only thing I know about this is it wasn't ISIS. If I know anything about this, it's not ISIS. Was it CIA? Was it Mossad? Probably little, tiny bit. They probably had their fingers in a little bit, probably. But no, it's not ISIS, man. So that's all we're going to talk about today. I'll start with Greek 4chaner was raided by police. Found weapons, Swedish woman in his dorm room. For those that don't know, there's a anon that does a lot, constant threads about how he was getting away with living in a dorm room against the will of the school itself. He had gotten away with it for years and years and years and years. Well, they fucking raided him. They raided him, found weapons, and I'm sure it wasn't planted or anything, or whatever. They got him out of there, finally. 15 years in the making. Sorry, Anon. You had something good, but you... If you wouldn't... He got greedy, you see. He got greedy. If he would have just lived in that dorm by himself, He probably would have got away with it. But he brought a Swedish girl in. He brought an Argentinian juggler. He had people from other countries... Literally in his dorm room. Come on, buddy. Come on. You're pushing it, bud. You're pushing it. They were definitely doing threesomes with that bitch, right? They were doing threesomes with that bitch. That's semi-gay. Though they were definitely half gay. Whatever. That dude had something nice. That guy had something nice, but not anymore. Oh well. Whenever people don't like you having nice things like that. Oh well. And Anon says, I hope they kill the faggot. He's definitely a faggot. If he had a guy in there, and yeah. I bet the Argentinian was the snitch. Dude, no one was the snitch, man. It was three people living in a dorm room. It was just them. They were the snitches. They're probably loud as fuck. Whatever. Sorry. Sorry, Anon. I side with the nons, and you got fucked. Oh well, bye. Get fucked. On to the actual show. The Russia terrorist attack. Putin came out, did a speech. In the speech, he stated, all four direct perpetrators of the terrorist attack, all those who shot and killed people, were found and detained. They tried to hide and move towards Ukraine, where, according to preliminary data, a window was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to access and cross the state border. A total of 11 people were detained. 11 people total. 11 minus 4, Lou. Very hard math. Very weird numbers. 7?
Lou is right! Head math!
7 additional people from the 4 who shot. Okay. Everything Russia says points to Ukraine. Like, all their propaganda coming from the Russian media, probably Russia Today, and also just the state of Russia. They're all saying it's Ukraine doing it. So they're saying it's Ukraine. Everything I've heard from Russia has been Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. I mean, I haven't heard a single hint of ISIS from Russia.
Then on the West, America, all the mainstream news is saying ISIS, 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 ISIS. When we hear ISIS, we know that's CIA. So Western news media is pushing ISIS. Russia news media is pushing Ukraine. Both Ukraine and ISIS are controlled by America. So regardless of whatever, if it's the CIA, if it's fucking the feds, if it's whoever, America has its fingers in this shit, period. America warned Russia with a warning, which I don't have a copy of that, but America warned Russia that a terrorist attack was going to be commenced. So since America, which makes all of this even fucking weirder, it makes this all even weirder. I think this was retarded Ukrainians doing stupid fucking shit, which they have been known to do. They've done drone attacks on Moscow. The Ukrainians have done other really stupid shit on Moscow. I think the Ukrainians, in their immense wisdom, their immense Ukrainian wisdom, attacked Russia. So Russians were attacking Russians. Now, Ukraine is heavily funded by the U.S., and I think they wanted to spin their propaganda so that that America wasn't directly culpable for this terrorist attack. America doesn't want the blowback. So, America blames ISIS, a fucking foreign terrorist organization. They get the blowback. Schizos can link it to the CIA, but they'll just call them conspiracy theorists and then blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I believe all of this ISIS talk is just to get the heat off of America. Because America basically caused a 9/11 type event on Russia. That's what this all is. Ukraine did a terrorist attack on Russia because they're at war. They're at war. And then America's trying to just propagandize, cover it all up, so that it doesn't look bad for us. So it's like, oh, it wasn't Ukraine that did it. It was ISIS. That's what this all looks like to me. And then Russia's going to just use this to amp the war up. But they're not going to do anything. I don't think Russia's going to do anything stupid. I just think they're going to amp the war up more. They're going to use this as justification to amp war, but not go crazy. Ukrainians want them to go crazy. I think that's what this was. This was a provocation. I mean, the Ukrainians are getting desperate, man. Ukraine is getting desperate. First thread, OP says it was ISIS. Keith confirmed. I think because whatever opinion Keith Woods holds, you want the opposite opinion of him. I think that's the point that OP is trying to make here. Because Keith Woods says almost verbatim what I'm saying right now. So here we go. I don't find conspiracies surrounding the Moscow terror attacks at all convincing. Difficult to see how US, Ukraine, or Israel benefits from it in any way. It would be a disaster for any of them to be proven to have a connection. Seems even more outlandish to suggest a false flag by Russia. Fuck you. As some anti-Putin types are suggesting, I don't believe you can get people to engage in that kind of mass slaughter just by paying them off. You definitely can. And Putin hardly needs an excuse to escalate the war with Ukraine. You could say the timing's weird for the attack, but you could say that any time in the last 2 years if you wanted to connect it to the Ukraine war. It's Ukraine flailing like a wild baby and America trying to fix it, everything. Weird how ISIS is the only problem when Democrats are in power. Yeah. Did you know the ADL trains every new FBI agent on their role as protectors of the American people and the Constitution? Go fuck yourselves. This Confederate says, stupid to say Russia attacked itself. Ukraine is Russia, buddy. Ukraine is Russia. When you say Russia attacks itself, that's basically you could finagle that's Ukraine attacking Russia. That's Russians attacking Russians. Silly goose. Keith showing you his youthful ignorance here. His chinkish-like ignorance. It's like gaslighting with the Nord Stream pipe attack. Similar. Chamal the Wicked says, the fact Russia released everything so quickly gave me 9/11 vibes. This is very 9/11-esque. It's not as violent or impactful like a plane slamming into a building, but a lot of people fucking died. I'm in Moscow, which is the heart of Russia. Moscow's their capital. It's like the capital of their nation. For there to be a terror attack there, that's fucked. That has to be hitting them hard. Chamal says, Russia released interrogation videos. I have those. They're later in the show. It was a random Turkish mercenaries paid through prepaid debit cards. They were paid in Russian rubles. They were paid 500,000. which is around $500,000. Around $5,000. This America says ISIS has provable connections to Ukraine. Dude, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. ISIS has connections to Ukraine. Fuck you. And I have connections to Germany, and I have connections to fucking Japan or some shit. Who the fuck? Shut up. Go fuck yourself. Israel's attack squad, how surprising. Dude, everyone's trying to blame this on Jews and stuff. Like, look, man, I'm sure I blame Jews every goddamn episode, and Jews have their fingers and everything, but I don't know. This time, it seems like Russians and Ukrainians and probably Nazis, actually. Self-proclaimed Nazis that are working for Jews. Ukrainians are stupid as fuck, man. So no, I don't actually think it's the Jews this time completely. They probably have their fingers in it a bit with the CIA and all that shenagly shit, but I don't think this was planned by them, no. I think this was planned by Ukraine. I think this was an attack by Ukraine, and they do stupid shit. And Russia's gonna use this as a false flag event to amp the war up in controlled ways. This Italian says, if Russia were to escalate the conflict in Ukraine as an answer to the terrorist attack, wouldn't it be much easier for Congress to patch the $500 trillion aid package bill? Dude, they already passed the fucking $1 trillion government reopening thing that gave Ukraine another billions of dollars. So it's already happening, man. We're already in the midst of it all. It's already getting amped up on all sides, but I don't think Russia's going to take the bait. We got this thread about ISIS posting a jubilant selfie of Moscow terror Gundam boasting of bloody attack. Basically, they're saying they have a picture of the four gunmen that are in ISIS to say, oh, this is them in ISIS. But they're all masked and all of their eyes are blurred. And they're all white. Like, the guys they captured are white, but they were kind of brown. Like, all these guys are white. They're blurred faces. They're masks on their face. It's just, yeah, this picture of these four masked guys with blurred faces is the guys that were in the terror attack. Okay, I'll take your word for it, Mossad, sure. Like, what? This picture thing is such weak evidence, and that's all I'm gonna say about that, just weak. Oh yeah, the picture with the four masked guys is proof. Go fuck yourself. This Anon says, I don't get it. These Muslims in the capital city of Russia, where Putin is a few miles away, enter a popular Russian theater, shoot and behead civilians for a whole hour, set on fire, then drive off into the sunset. Not a single Russian police officer shows up. This is the reality in Russia? What's to stop small groups of 3 to 4 Ukrainians from doing similar things throughout Russia? Are Russians NPCs? Were we lied to about their strengths? No, but this gives more credence to the fact that I think this was a false flag event. America warned them that there was going to be terrorist attacks. So either Russia's incompetent and stupid, which is possible. That's very possible. Russia's dumb and all their shit breaks. That's possible. America's the greatest country on the planet Earth. Possible. But also, Russia could be like, yeah, maybe there's going to be a false flag event. Maybe we'll pull the January 6th and just loosen security up a bit. You know, like, maybe we don't need 5 guards posted that day. Maybe we only need 1 guard posted, and maybe he'll have the time off during that particular time period that we've been warned. Maybe we'll give him vacation time for right then. Just maybe some weird shenagling like that went on to where, oh, all the cops are just off duty during this terrorist attack. Oh, oopsie whoopsie. Oh, but I guess we can't amplify things. There's so many things this could be, but I don't think it's fucking ISIS. Is it CIA? Is it Mossad? Probably a little tiny bit. Not like everybody's saying, though. When all of the mainstream media, when all of the fucking personalities on YouTube and Twitter are all screaming, CIA Mossad, CIA Mossad, 4chan is fucking counterculture. And when everybody is saying CIA Mossad, you need to step back and really fucking analyze the situation and be like, is it really fucking CIA Mossad when everybody is saying it? Are we counterculture or are we not? There's that funny joke where it's like when everybody's anti-Semitic, is 4chan gonna finally be on the side of the Jews? No. No, we won't. No. We'll laugh and marvel at what we've created. Ben says, 2 weeks. The Russia thing is literally the mass shooting cutscene from Call of Duty. Wow, yes. Accurate, Ben. Sol Invictus.
unconquered son, invincible son.
I denounce the Talmud. I love bacon. Dio says, I continue to say Russians didn't need any more excuse than the attacks on their refining infrastructure.
That's, dude, oh, I guess, bro, but to say, like, they attacked our refining infrastructure doesn't really hit the same as they killed 100 civilians. It just doesn't really hit the same. It doesn't hit the same, you gotta admit, come on. They massacred women and children. It doesn't hit the same. They destroyed a refining factory. A building was blown up.
Oh, that sucks.
Children were slaughtered in front of families. Families were ended.
Come on. Come on, one's more effective than the other. Jamal says, one of the guys the police were questioning, they made eat his own ear. Not sure if we watched it here. I did not watch it here, but you sure that wasn't the war footage? Was that war footage or was that the interrogation? Because that's based. They made the dude eat his own fucking ear, dude. Holy based. I do have footage later on. Maybe we'll get to it. I do it live. Dio says, it wasn't us. We warned you in a completely non-credible manner. I assume you mean America, and yes, I agree. I agree heavily. Jamal says, I'm leaning towards Russia did it. I think it was Ukraine. I think it was like Russia, Ukraine. It was not ISIS. It was not fucking ISIS. Holy fuck, every bone in my body says it was not ISIS. Okay. Every bone in my goddamn body. Dio says, they've crippled gas production. Russia's actually in danger, which means nukes are close to coming in play. I agree, but it doesn't... With the population and with trying to galvanize a population to war, to kill people, to slaughter another nation that are also Russian, you need better propaganda than, they're taking our gas. Kiwi Truther says, denounce the Talmud and Torah. I denounce the Talmud. I denounce the Torah. I denounce the Torah, but we should embrace the New Testament. I really like the New Testament. I think the New Testament fixes the Torah, so whatever. Okay, back to the threads. We got X tweet. Ukrainian fighters were caught wearing ISIS patches. So we have instances of Ukrainian fighters getting caught with ISIS patches in the past. Oof. Dio says, Lou, try living for a few months without gas or any of the products brought to you by gas. Dude, I'm sure it'd be hard. I'm sure it'd be frustrating. But it doesn't hit the same. Even if people are living in squalor and misery, it doesn't matter if there's a terror attack on their people and people perish and die. That's just, it hits different. Man, I get it. But it just hits different. I think they're both substantial. I think yours is actually more important, but I just think the civilians dying and being slaughtered, it just hits normies more. Jamal says the Torah isn't the Old Testament, it's just the books of Moses, whatever, still applies. Super Dairy says, if my screen name was probably Ben, I'd probably change it to Cyclone Ben. My avatar was of a fucking fat retard, I'd probably change it to something that wasn't a fat retard. Salib says, you're so fucking desperate to blame this on Ukraine. You're a sad faggot. Dude, the UHG trannies, man. Don't blame Ukraine on this. Ukraine's innocent. Ukraine, leave Ukraine alone. Leave Ukraine alone. Ukraine is what happens when you sell a nation's soul to the devil. Nuke Ukraine, Putin. That's what they want. That's what America wants. God, could you imagine the propaganda storm if Russia used a nuke? Jesus Christ. Oh my God. ISIS has been fighting Russian friends in Syria. Look how he used the word friends in here. Dude, that's dirty. That's some dirty psyop shit. ISIS has been fighting Russia and friends in Syria. So there's an adjacent and formal relationship between ISIS and Ukraine. You know, because they're fucking with Russians. There's even some ISIS commander who's the official liaison between the two who chills in Kiev. So yeah, it's real. This next thread, this OP says, It was ISIS, AP, Reuters, State Department, EU. Yeah, all mainstream media, dude. That's why I don't think it's I, dude. When every mainstream media source is yelling ISIS, dude, I start vomiting up ISIS. That's what happens to me. No Alu Akbars? Dude, there was not a single Alu Akbar. There was not a single Alu Akbar. Exactly. I did not hear a single Alu Akbar. Alu Akbar! I do it right now just for fun. Fuck. And I didn't hear one going off in that. Dude, while they were murdering people, it would have been so like, imagine like unloading that rifle, like, Alu Akbar! Alu Akbar! Hilarious. Hilarious. No bomb vest. No martyrdom for heaven. They had an escape plan. They ran towards Ukraine and they got caught alive and said everything. Yeah, dude, none of it adds up, but they were tortured. So, I mean, of course they're gonna, dude, Russia's gonna torture the damn shit out of him, dude. Like Dio said, if they cut his that dude's ear off and fed it to him, dude, based. Holy shit. Yeah, dude, I would not want to be captured alive in Russia. KGB is not known for their kindness. Here's a Jew threatening Russia. A while ago.
I understand you're on the Russian payroll, and I understand this is a Russian propaganda, but you have to be very careful, because let me tell you, we're going to finish this war. We're going to win because we're stronger. After this, Russia will pay the price. Believe me, Russia will pay the price. Russia is supporting the enemies of Israel. Russia is supporting Nazi people who want to commit genocide on us, and just Russia will pay the price. Russia also. Now let me listen to me very carefully. We are going to finish with these Nazis. We're going to win this war. It's going to take the time it's going to take, but we're going to win this war. Afterwards, we're not forgetting what you are doing. We're not forgetting. We will come. We will make sure that Ukraine wins. We will make sure that you pay the price for what you have done. You as Russia, and you and as all the enemies of Israel, and you as all the people who are now making everything they can to support genocide of the Jews in Israel. We are not forgetting. We are not forgetting. Remember exactly what I'm saying now. You will pay the price.
Amir, I think it's safe to say that this is a very...
You will pay the price.
...very passionate conflict that is happening here.
Well, people have been massacred. My people has been slaughtered by your proxies, and you will pay the price. Is it clear? Believe me, you will regret this
thing. No, I don't actually think it is clear.
You will regret it. You will regret it. We will fund mercenaries to attack Moscow. We swear it.
Very, very sternly.
I don't think it is clear, Mr. Weichmann, and I would suggest, as being a politician.
It should be clear to you, because you have to understand that actions have got consequences. And when people support murder of Jews, people pay the price. This is...
You support the enemies of Jews, you're gonna pay the price.
True in Gaza, this is true everywhere else. The time that Jews actually have no power to defend themselves is gone. And people will now have to bear the consequences of them supporting genocidal Nazis who are out to exterminate Jews. What we have seen 10 days ago is not something normal. We have seen these Nazis coming out massacring people in the streets, babies, beheading them, older people, women, raping, all these things. You've seen them with your eyes. How can you even dare to support the murderers? I tell you frankly,
I love how this guy is saying, how can you support the murderers as Russia Today plays hundreds killed in massive Israeli airstrike on hospital in Gaza? Dude, bless you, Russia Today. You are so based. I love how this Jew is ranting about murdering Israelis as they play Palestinians bloody and dying in the to the left of him. Dude, so based.
The public opinion in Israel has changed. We are not now where we were 10 days ago.
So based. I love that. I love playing the people dying next to the Jew ranting. Dio says, Israel's declaring war on Russia now. We may live to see Israel wiped off the map by nuclear fire. Dude, everyone is waking up, dude. It's history. Dude, we are living to witness history repeating itself. Time is a fucking flat circle, really. Time is a flat circle. I think Jews had the finger in this, and Jews cause everything, whatever, okay? But I think this was Ukrainians attacking Russia. So Russians attacking Russians, and the Jews are just going to twist it to their advantage. They probably paid them. The Jews probably are the ones that gave them the shekels.
Just speaking Russian, can't understand anything.
Why do you kill people? They offered me ½ a million rubles to do it. Yeah, $5,000. Hired through Telegram. The thing is, everyone uses that he was hired through Telegram to say that, oh, CIA, American involvement. And yes, they own that app and they use that app to spy on people. But this is the thing. There's millions of users. It's very possible they got contacted and paid through Telegram and the US just didn't even fucking see it or notice it. That's possible too. Like, it just happened so quickly and fast that they didn't even have time to react or do anything. So that's just because it's on Telegram doesn't mean necessarily that the US immediately spotted it. Just because you own and control something doesn't mean you have complete omnipotence over it. This German says ISIS works with Ukraine because it was created by American glow niggers. Dude, fuck this whole ISIS Ukraine. No! Just because Ukrainian soldiers put a fucking ISIS patch on their shoulder doesn't mean they're fucking ISIS. Shut up. No. Go fuck yourself. Fuck. That's stupid. That's fucking the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. That's full mask off with the propaganda. That's just full mask off. Like, just make anybody, any group, anything you want. Oh, I'm wearing a Nazi armband. We're Nazis now. Go fuck yourselves. It's dumb. So blatant. Lazy. Well, maybe we'll get the ear cutoff video soon. I did hear about the ear cutoff thing, but I didn't know if that was a soldier or a... Here, we got subs. Speak clearly, I can't hear you. This guy still has both his ears. Maximum to make it good. Of course, I'm patting him on his head. Did you take a picture of him? You take a picture. Lift his head higher. He looks human. That's it. Lift it so he looks human. This is bad subs. What did you do in Crocus? I shot. What did you shoot? Yes, who do you shoot? Why? People? Why? For money? For money? Yes. How much money? ½ a million. ½ a million of what? ½ a million of rubles. Who'd you get it from? Not yet received. Half received. Where do you get it? By car. Where's the card? The card was thrown away. All closed. Did not have time. Lost. He lost? He lost, dude. They paid him money and he lost the money. What fucking idiots these are. These are low IQ fucking patsies. These are called patsies. They delivered the weapons themselves. So they wrote them on Telegram, they paid them money over cards, and then they delivered the weapons in person. So they delivered these they were in Russia. You're saying you were just offered to kill people? People don't just offer to kill people. What happened? He's saying he did some sort of lesson on Telegram, and when he learned the lesson, that's when he was contacted. Lesson. I listened to the lesson. I listened to the preaching. And then he wrote him. His assistant wrote him. He wrote him a month ago. He promised 1 million rubles. So he guaranteed him and then he offered him. He's just blabbling. He offered money. The guy keeps asking, what exactly was he saying?
They threw everything in place. They specifically said, who did they ask you to kill? People. What people? It doesn't matter. Whoever comes there, he said to do this. Come in and kill. Yes. Last, he gives his name, date of birth, 1998, 17th of September. Here's another faggot who was in Moscow yesterday. I love how they call him a faggot beast. Faggot. Ooh, maybe we'll get the ear cut off. I'm going to the hospital. That is a hook-like nose. That is very hook-like nose. It's crazy they caught him alive. Based Russians catching them alive. Insane that they were able to do that. They could have easily blown them away, but they got them alive. Crazy. That takes skill. Good job, Russian. Good job. Chmall says, feds, feds.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you to all Americans that send their very warm words to Russians who do suffer from one of the worst terrorist attacks in the history of our country. We can compare with 9/11. During 9/11, there were almost 5,000 people that were killed. This terrorist attack was aiming to kill 6,200 people that attended the concert. So far, more than 140 people died, but unfortunately, the amount of deaths will only increase. A lot of people injured. So what happened? I can show you actually on the screen. We made a little presentation of how it all happened. If my guys will get my computer on. Guys, can you show the picture? Yes, please. So that.
Dude, this Russian has a goddamn 3D mock-up that he has created.
That's what happened. A group of four people that were recruited through Telegram for not a huge amount of money, 1 million ruble each, they entered the facility. It took them about 10 minutes to get straight into the concert hall. On the way, they killed a lot of people. Then they throw cocktail Molotov grenades. They started fire and immediately left the building. Then they got on the car that were waiting for them and tried to move toward borderline with Ukraine, where they were waited by Ukrainian special forces that were planning to help them to get out through Russian-Ukrainian border. But they were stopped by Russian police and special services, and through a couple of hours of search, hide-and-seek operation, we managed to get them all. They're all alive, they're talking, they have no idea that they were ISIS, as they were told by United States and British and...
ISIS! I told you!
...other officials. No, they were not ISIS fighters. They didn't want to die for whatever they believe in, like Islam. They wanted to live and to spend money. Not a lot of money. Million rubles, it's like 10,000 bucks. So for 10,000 bucks, they...
ISIS will die for their cause. This is not fucking ISIS, man.
...an enormous amount of people. They were recruited through Telegram. That's a well-known way of recruiting that has been done already by Ukrainian special forces. And there were a couple of terrorist attacks inside Russia done this way. Money, Telegram... They're finding special guys, give them exact instructions. It's obvious that those guys were not able to come up with this rather sophisticated plan because the building itself is not an easy one.
Dude, they're fucking idiots. Those guys were idiots. Those dudes were fucking idiots. Stupid. Whatever. Yeah, thank you for that clip. Yes. Thank you for that clip, Kiwi. Next thread, mega happening, Reddit's waking up. Why is it that ISIS, the most radical Islamic terrorist group to ever exist, never attacks Israel? Our conspiracy. You guys may have heard this. Everyone's fucking repeating the stupid Reddit post ad nauseum. This fucking Reddit post. Ugh. Everyone and their mom is repeating this. If ISIS is so anti-Israel, why do they never attack Israel? Wow, yeah, no shit. Yeah. Really makes you think, doesn't it, Normie? Really makes you think. So tiresome. They did attack and quickly apologized, yeah. I just wanted to point that out that this was a Reddit post and it's very, that's all I'm gonna say, it's a Reddit post. Yeah, it's true. We knew this already. Next post, body cam footage release. Now, the next thing they've done is Islamic State Central released recorded video by the militants that was used during the attack. So they got body cam footage. How in the fuck did they get this body cam footage? How was this body cam footage leaked or released? How did they get it to them? It makes no, it just, How the actual fuck did they release that if they were caught? Did they live stream it? The story's so fucking inconsistent, Jesus Christ. Yeah, when? It doesn't make any sense. Another thing I didn't understand was in this video that was leaked, they doctor the people's voices so that they sound like robots. Like, dude, they have been captured. All four of them have been captured by Russia. Why are you blurring their faces and editing out their voices? Why would ISIS do that? Stupid, unless they wanted to plant audio in the clip or something. It just doesn't make any sense. See, I don't think it was a live stream because there's this weird audio distortion that they're adding on top of the footage. Nice. Slit the throat. Bleed out, fuck. Bleed out. Bleed out. Inshallah. You see, this looks like edited video. Like, what this looks like is they look like they blurred their faces, they distorted the audio, and then they added audio of them talking on top of the video that isn't what they actually said. Because it just seems so distorted and edited. I could be wrong, though. I mean, you would think if the US or ISIS somehow got this video, then Russia would have access to it as well. Like, where did this come from? How'd they get it? Why would ISIS target Russia? Because Jews, obviously. Because Jews. Some guy says they really expect this to be done for 5K. Dude, they each got 5K on cards, he said. And he said he lost his card. Oopsie whoopsie, I lost my card. There goes all my spending money. Fuck, man. Fake blood, it's too red. Real blood is darker. Dude, come on. Fake blood. The dude's neck was sliced open, dude. Yes, Anon, everything is fake, you absolute spastic. Arterial blood is bright. When you see it, it's pretty much over. dude, come on, man. The dude was getting his neck slit, man. It's real. We'll close out with this. Sloppy job, Mossad. The body cam footage. In that video, this is the transcript of what they were saying when that guy was yelling and with the distorted audio. This is what he was saying. Bring the machine gun, bring the machine gun. You will inspire and have no mercy. Kill them and have no mercy. The infidels will be defeated, God willing. God is great. The infidels will be defeated. We went out for the sake of God and to support his religion. Press X to doubt, man. Doesn't even make sense, this leaf says. There's so many Muslims in Russia, but they killed indiscriminately. Nothing about this is... All of this is jibber-jabble, man. This is all so strange. Make sure you mention infidels, Shlomo. Yeah. At least 7 Tu-95 MS bombers took off from airfield in Russia to launch long-range missiles at Ukraine. This airfield is located just 100 kilometers from the Norway border and far north. Russian nukes inbound. Dude, awesome. 7 bombers? Dude, I told you, escalation, 7 bombers. Dude, bomb the fuck out of them, man. This America says, fake. That picture's daytime, but it's obviously nighttime in that part of Russia. Dude, he was just using an old picture for his post, you fucking idiot. This guy says it's a reference photo, you dumb son of a bitch. Exactly. He's just using a cool-looking picture for his post, you dumb. I don't think they're going to use nukes. I think they're just going to bomb the shit out of it. They're just going to bomb the fucking shit out of it with planes. That plane is Kino as fuck. You're right. In Chug, people are asking if Putler will grow balls. Will Putler grow balls and actually attack Ukraine now? And then Chug's like, why would Russia attack its own people? Well, because they're at war. This American says, notice how shills in this thread are not bothering to claim that Ukraine is winning or that it's even a fair victory for Russia anymore. Their cope right now is Russia is killed because it's deciding on a proportionate response instead of spazzing out like a misgendered troon. Yeah, like Russia's sitting back and like, I guess we'll increase it slightly in this way, in this way, in this way. And Ukraine's like, no, why aren't you nuking us? So strange. Why aren't you acting like Putler? What a strange 24 hours this has been with this whole terrorist attack, with the whole Mossad, ISIS narrative. It's whoever wins, we lose. Whoever wins, we lose, guys. That's really what this is all about. I told you what I think this is. That's what I think this is. I definitely don't think this is fucking ISIS. At least not ISIS in the ISIS we know. This is not any... Is this some Ukrainian soldiers with ISIS patches? Maybe. Who the fuck knows what's going on? Not what all the mainstream media is telling you. That's for sure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Hello, Ebrinian. How are you? Fine, thank you.
Oh, my God.
I wish I were a bird.
なんであんた英語喋っとるん？娘がアメリカに行くのです。鳥やったら？鳥ではない。我が輩は猫である。猫でなければ何だというのだ。あんたの顔なんかに似とるな。森前首相。
お前が本当の猫かね？私は猫舌だがどうだ？猫よ！
あ、私も猫舌！
ならばそうした！引っこ抜いてくれる！